employment questions. Howard, it's great having you on as always. Thanks for joining us.
Well, Dan, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I always read your post, your piece in the Financial Post, and you know we talked a bit about this. I think it was last week about privacy and lines and tattleware and monitoring employees, and it kind of stemmed from one woman, I believe in Alberta, who worked for a cleaning company, and she refused to download an app on her personal. Her location. She didn't want to do it, and she was cited. That was cited in her termination. How far is too far for employees in monitoring their employers in monitoring their employees? Like if it's someone's own personal device, do we have to comply and download apps, or is that crossing a privacy line?
Well, no, I think you do. As long as the apps can be shut off after working hours, but during working hours, they have a right to put them on. They have to disclose who owns the material, who owns the property, where it's going to, how it's going to be used, and they don't have to comply if all of that is not revealed to the employee. You know, I had a Financial Post column, as I guess you're alluding to, last week on just that, and it was prompted by this, by that discussion on this show a week ago. And
oh, wow,
just
yeah.
So you know, this show has an impact on my columns. When you look at tomorrow's column in the National Post, you'll see my Q&A monthly column, which is just Q&As. Half the Q&As are from questions asked on this show.
Oh, I love that. That's great. That's fantastic to hear. I'm glad it's you're helping people out, and I'm glad that it's helping the column out, too. It's some good questions we get, and we're getting some as we speak. If you have one for Howard, give us a call right now, 519-792-2559. Actually, I just got this text right now while we were speaking. This person writes, hey, Dan, question for Howard Levitt. If a company sends out a letter in an email stating all employees will be getting a $3 an hour raise effective April 1st, then they come back saying on the 15th, they will only be getting a $1 an hour raise. The previous email was only for a specific portion of the company. Can they do that, or are they entitled to give everybody that $3 raise that was past the effective date that they're making the change?
That is a very good question, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like they flubbed.
Certainly, if the employee could say that they relied on it in some way, they made some planning based on that. I mean, it was revoked so quickly thereafter. It's a unilateral, what's called a unilateral contract. And once the employee starts acting on the unilateral contract in any way, maybe they agree to go for some big dinner, then they can actually legally insist on it. But if they've done nothing in reliance on it, it's quickly rescinded, then they're out of luck.
Okay. Okay, that's
it's a
good to know.
Like law school, they have the story, I'll give you $100 if you swim across the lake. Once the employee starts to swim, the employer can't say, or the party saying this can't say, sorry, change my mind. Once you begin acting on it, it's too late.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, some factors in there. Hope that helps the texter. This person writes, good morning, and I know we've asked this before, but this is going to be one we're going to be hearing a lot of. This person says, just wanted to know where the law stands in regards to an employer forcing or insisting an employee take the COVID shot, the vaccine they're referring to, against their will or face termination.
If you're in a situation where you're dealing closely with other people, which many employees, of course, are, and if there's enough vaccines available, in other words, the employer can show you can get a vaccine, then in my view, the employer has that right to require its employees to be vaccinated if they want to keep their jobs in terms of public health and safety. And I think eventually employers that don't do that are going to find themselves facing negligence actions from employees who contract COVID, saying the standard right now is everybody should be vaccinated. And if the employer isn't requiring that, then I'm going to sue you, the employer, for not requiring that.
Mm. So technically, if somebody just said, hey, I'm refusing to take the vaccine, the answer is no, I won't take it. That could be called for their termination.
In my view, unless they have a religious or health exemption, yes.
Right. Is that hard to prove, a health exemption, I wonder? Or do you just need a note from a doctor?
As you know, I don't think much of notes from doctors.
That's right.
I can get a note from a doctor tomorrow saying I'm pregnant. I mean, you can get notes from doctors saying anything.
Right. But right, it's true.
I once did that at labor negotiations. I made a deal. I said to the union, if I can get a note saying I'm pregnant, you'll agree to this. And the union backed off, and you could get something from some doctor saying anything at all over the counter, not even seeing me or talking to me, knowing I was a man. That's
right.
The real problem. So no, the employer, well, look, they can start with that, but if the employer wants to push back, the employer can push back, say, no, I want you to see my doctor. I want you to see have an independent medical examination on this. I'm not going to take it at face value or ask real granular questions about the doctor to justify and whether or not that's the case, whether there's a genuine health exemption. I don't mean they're going to get a little rash or something. I mean something that's dangerous to them.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Valid concerns for somebody. That's going to be a question I think we're going to see popping up, but that's it's good to know where people do stand on that. This person says, my employer says I had to use my paid vacation or lose it. Is this legal? I work at a private Catholic school. I did not use all vacation time from 2019 to 2020. I asked to use all of my time from 2020 to 2021 to take care of my wife and newborn. My supervisor says I need to deduct 24 hours I used in November of 2020. I assert that I should not have been forced to use all my vacation time from the previous year. Therefore, I had no time left over. Basically, they're saying, can you lose vacation time if you don't use it?
Well, you can't lose the minimum amount under the Employment Standards Act. Anything above that, the employer can have policies that have employees lose it if they don't take it by a certain time. But whatever the time is, employers can always say you have to use all your vacation time, even if it's been built up over years, by the end of this year, say, because we're all going to start with a clean slate, and they can do that every single year. So basically, employers can put employees in a position to use their vacation time or lose it.
Mm. And you can okay, that's good
go
to know.
Back and sue 2 years for vacation time. That's the other issue. Unless it's right. shown as an accrual, and the employees have seen it as an accrual, so it keeps building up in front of you, so everyone, both the employer and the employee, know they've accrued 7 weeks vacation, then the employer can't suddenly say, well, some of that was from 2 years ago, so you forfeited it. But if you don't accrue right. it in a visible way, then you can only go back 2 years if you're an employee.
Okay, we're on the phone right now with Howard Levitt, Canada's top employment lawyer. If you have a question, call 519-792-2559. Conversation continues. Don't go away. Well, hey, good morning and welcome back. It's Dan McDonald. If you have a question for Howard Levitt, we're on the phone with Canada's top employment lawyer, Howard Levitt. Give us a ring, 519-792-2559. This one here, we'll dive right back in. And this person writes, I recently won my suit for wrongful termination. I was told by counsel that they had 14 calendar days to release the funds, which would be this Friday. Which would be today, I guess. This was actually sent yesterday. They have requested another week for said release of funds. Meanwhile, I am without food, water, and about to lose everything I own and be homeless. Are there penalties to be applied for the extension? If so, what would be an acceptable amount?
Well, there are no penalties. The employee can sue for interest, but interest right now is about under 1%, so that's not going to get them much solace. The only real remedy, Dan, unfortunately, is for an employee if the employer just doesn't pay, is to bring a motion for judgment, and that will take weeks, and they'll have to spend legal fees, and they'll be worse. So will the employer. The employer will have to pay costs too, so the employer doesn't want to be in that position. But there really is no effective remedy if the employer is late in paying. What I just do what I can to put pressure on the other lawyer to make sure they pay quickly. But if they don't, and threaten motions for judgment will cost the employer more than it will cost the employees, because the employee will get costs. But no, the employee has no effective recourse.
Okay, good to know. It's a sad situation, it sounds like. This person, I know this word is always can be brow-raising because the definition can be different depending on who it is. This person writes, I was harassed repeatedly by my employer. After I involved our HR department, I was terminated. Do I have any rights? The same person who has repeatedly harassed me does the same thing to other employees. Some of the employees have left the company. Others are still employed there. HR and management are aware of this person's bad behavior and do nothing to stop it.
Well, this is obviously this employee's interpretation, and since they were terminated, it might be a jaundiced interpretation. But so let me just put that aside. My cynical brain steps in because I've seen the game played too many thousand times. But let me assume it's at face value. It would mean that employee would have a good case for wrongful dismissal, including potentially punitive damages, and the judge will not look kindly on the employee who allows a harasser to stay in the workplace. So if any of this is true, and maybe it is, I'm just saying, when I hear this story from someone who's been fired, I wonder how objective they're being. But let's assume they can prove it, and it's accurate, then they've got a great case.
And that would be an actual case to bring, that they got fired and
wrongful
they were harassed
case,
and
sure.
wrongful dismissal case.
In bad faith, punitive damages, sure.
This is interesting. I've always been curious with this myself. My current employer, this person writes, is changing hands. Can the new employer not hire me due to credit issues faced during COVID-19. I'm not sure what those credit issues are. Maybe we'd need more information on that. But when a new employer does take over...
The employer.
Yeah,
the employer, I don't know why that would... is a cashier or something, or a financial capacity, what do they care? Whether the person has trouble paying their bills. I mean, it doesn't seem to relate. Maybe the employee is getting garnished, and there's protection in law against discriminating against people who have garnished wages. So there could be that issue. Again, we're speculating, but the answer is, more broadly, an employer can decide to hire whoever they want and not hire whoever they want unless it's based on human rights grounds, race, creed, color, sexual orientation, 12 or 14 human rights grounds. But other than that, they can easily decide not to hire a person for no reason at all, so for any reason.
All right. The same question,
too. Sold to another company, the new purchaser does not have to hire its employees. Often the seller, the vendoring company, puts into the contract that they will hire the employees because that way those employees won't be suing them for wrongful dismissal. But that's between the two companies. The second company, the purchaser, doesn't have to hire the employees at law.
And let's just say, too, that this is what I've always wondered about, too. If someone new is buying a company and says, you know, I want to start with a clean slate and hire my own staff because I want to do this business my way and change it up, and all the old employees get let go, who would be sued for the wrongful dismissal? Or would it be a wrongful dismissal?
Well, you mean if the new company doesn't hire the old employees? Or if they...
They don't hire anybody. Yeah. Or just say, hey, when we take over, we're hiring in all new people, so out with the old and with the new. All of you are gone. Goodbye.
Well, if they don't get hired, then, of course, they have to sue the old employer. Because that's who's fired them. The old employer fires them. They don't get hired by the new employers. They don't mitigate, so therefore they fire the old employer. If they get hired and a month later, say, get fired, then they sue both employers. They still have the original lawsuit for wrongful dismissal against the old employer. They work for 1 month. There's 1 month less in mitigation off whatever settlement they're going to get. And they sue the new employer as well for firing them. If a year or so goes by, well beyond any amount the old employer would have had to pay them, and their only recourse is against the new employer, but they have continuing service. If there's a sale of a business, they move along with it.
Hmm. That's interesting. I learn something new every day we talk to you, Howard. Again, thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. Appreciate you coming on, as always.
Dan, thanks for having me, as always. Have a great
Absolutely.
Weekend.
Thank you. You as well, for sure. Howard Levitt, Canada's top employment lawyer, Howard Levitt, levittllp.com. If you'd like more information, as always, you know, email me a question. You're always welcome to call in, too. Usually every Thursday he joins us at 10:40, Friday today, because we had the press conference with Premier Doug Ford yesterday, and that kind of, we had a lot of calls about that. A lot of emotion going on yesterday.